Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Uncertainty hits the markets. We'll talk with Paul Nolte.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Stocks opened the week lower as investors have quite a few things on their plates to consider: the fallout from President Trump's immigration travel ban, upcoming earnings reports, and the Fed meeting, to name just a few. What's in store for the markets this week? Joining us is Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management. Paul, it strikes me that the market's old nemesis, uncertainty, has made a return. What do you think?
The uncertainty really is not so much around the financial markets per se, earnings or the economy, but it resides more in Washington with the various executive orders that are coming out and what the overall direction of the new administration is or will be or may be. And I think that's really what's at least giving the markets a setback here today.
Well, are investors basically going to sit on the sidelines, or are they going to react?
Up to this point, the investors were very willing to sit on the sidelines. We saw the volatility index, the VIX index, drop to very, very low levels. We saw the markets break 20,000 on the upside, continuing the rally from the elections. I think some of the things that certainly over the weekend with the executive order on immigration, that I think caught investors by surprise. They were okay with some tightening up, building a wall, that's fine. But now with immigration, that certainly hurts a lot of industries in the United States, and it was done in a very offhand way without a lot of explanation and caught the investors by surprise.
So basically businesses and investors are rattled by what's been going on for most of the last 10 days of his administration.
That's true. But again, this was really the first first executive order that really caught the markets by surprise. Up to this point, the markets were okay with what was happening and the overall direction. So again, it's really going to be, I think, more of a focus on Washington than it's going to be a focus on the economy in general as we get into the unemployment report later this week and the Fed meeting and so on.
Right. So that's the key event that you're watching, because we've got some big earnings coming up this week, such as Facebook and Apple, the Fed's two-day meeting, the jobs report on Friday, and of course, whatever is barreling down the pike from Washington. So that last thing is what investors are going to be focused on for the time being?
I think so, because, again, that's going to be setting the overall tone and potentially the economic direction for the United States, and also how other countries perceive us and react to us. So we don't do anything here in a vacuum. So as we put together some of these policies and put some of those things forward, other countries will react to that, and potentially bringing the global economy to much slower growth.
I'm speaking with Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Paul Nolte of Kingsview Asset Management. Paul, we do have some earnings coming up, as I mentioned, some important earnings. What is your earnings outlook for the fourth quarter?
The earnings outlook has generally been decent. We're in line with where we've been historically as far as companies beating expectations. We're going to see earnings up a little bit from year ago levels as we get the energy sector out of the funk that we saw a year ago. And really, that's the big contributor to the earnings picture. Technology has improved some, and I think that's where you're seeing some of the technology stocks do better here. So, again, we're looking at a little bit better earnings picture, but with a GDP that's growing at roughly a 2% annual clip, it's going to be difficult to see robust earnings growth here.
What about the Fed meeting, the Fed's two-day meeting, which comes up on Tuesday and Wednesday? Are you expecting anything special out of that?
We're certainly not expecting a rate increase at this point. We think that the Fed will likely wait through the first quarter and allow some of the new policies and see how the new administration handles the economy before making any changes. So probably May is the next opportunity for the Fed to raise rates. They're going to allow the dust to settle from their December hike before making another interest rate rise.
And I don't believe a press conference by Fed Chair Yellen is scheduled for this meeting, but recent events sort of make one wonder what the statement will produce at the end of the meeting.
That's true. When we take a look at, again, if we're looking at it strictly from an economic perspective, the economy continues to do okay. Certainly still well below potential and not where it needs to be and where I think investors would like it to be. We haven't heard anything from the administration, Congress, about economic policies to improve that growth yet. So I think investors are sitting waiting on that before they are willing to jump in with both feet on the market.
Paul Nolte, Senior Vice President, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management, thank you very much for joining the podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.